Chapter 5. Our Huntsville School as a Training Center. It is cheering to know that in the southern states of America, a few faithful laborers have made a beginning here and there in giving the third angel's message to the colored race. It is also cheering to know that among our brethren and sisters in the more favored fields of America, there are warm hearts beating in sympathy with the hearts of those who have bravely borne a burden of labor for the colored people. The Lord has been working with and for the tried laborers in the South. There has been laid a foundation that will be as enduring as eternity. And yet, all the work that has been done is only a beginning, as it were. Our people have put forth only a small part of the earnest effort that they should have put forth to warn the indifferent, to educate the ignorant, and to minister to the needy souls in this field. God is now calling upon His people to take advanced steps in the South. He is calling upon us to place in the hands of those on the ground means sufficient to enable them to do an aggressive, quick work. The training of workers. For the accomplishment of the Lord's work among the colored people in the South, we cannot look wholly to white laborers. We need colored workers, oh, so much, to labor for their own people everywhere, and especially in those places where it would not be safe for white people to labor. Without delay, most decided efforts should be made to educate and train colored men and women to labor as missionaries. We must provide means for the education and training of Christian colored students in the southern states who, being accustomed to the climate, can work there without endangering their lives. Promising young men and young women should be educated as teachers. They should have the very best advantages. Those who make the fear of the Lord the beginning of wisdom and give heed to the counsel of men of experience, can be a blessing by carrying to their own people the light of present truth. Every worker who labors in humility and in harmony with his brethren will be a channel of light to many who are now in the darkness of ignorance and superstition. It was for the education of Christian workers that, in the providence of God, the General Conference purchased a beautiful farm of 300 acres near Huntsville, Alabama, and established an industrial training school for colored students. I have often received divine instruction in regard to this institution, showing what manner of school it should be, and what those who go there as students are to become. The students of the Huntsville School are to be given a training in many lines of service. They are to learn how to present the truth for this time to their own people. Not only are they to be taught to do public work, but they should learn also the special value of house-to-house work in soul-saving. In carrying forward work among the colored people, it is not highly educated men, not eloquent men, who are now the most needed, but humble men who, in the school of Christ, have learned to be meek and lowly, and who will go forth into the highways and hedges to give the invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready." Those who beg at midnight for loaves for hungry souls will be greatly blessed. It is a law of heaven that as we receive, we are to impart. In all the Lord's arrangements, there is nothing more beautiful than His plan of giving to men and women a diversity of gifts. The Church of God is made up of many vessels, both large and small. The Lord works through those who are willing to be used. He will bless them in doing the work that has brought blessing to many in the past, the work of seeking to save souls ready to perish. There are many who have received but a limited religious and intellectual training, but God has a work for this class to do, if they will labor in humility, trusting in Him. The Lord says, "I will take illiterate men, obscure men, and move upon them by My Spirit to carry out My purposes in the work of saving souls." The last message of mercy will be given by a people who love and fear Me. Not by might, nor by power, but by My Spirit. We should give willing, devoted men every possible encouragement to go forward and in their humble way reveal their loyalty to principle and their integrity to God. Let them visit the people at their homes and talk and pray with the unwarned regarding the soon coming Savior. Let them take a personal interest in those whom they meet. Christ took a personal interest in men and women during the days of His earthly ministry. He was a true missionary everywhere He went. His followers are to go about doing good, even as He did. By personal efforts to meet the people where they are, coarse and rough though some of these people may be, Humble house-to-house missionaries and coal porters may win the hearts of many to Christ. In their unpretentious way, they can help a class that ministers do not reach. Medical missionary work. In no place is there greater need of genuine gospel medical missionary work than among the colored people in the South. Had such a work been done for them immediately after the proclamation of freedom, their condition today would have been very different. Medical missionary work must be carried forward for the colored people. Sanitariums and treatment rooms should be established in many places. These will open doors for the entrance of Bible truth. This work will require devoted men and means and much wise planning. Years ago, we should have been training colored men and women to care for the sick. Plans should now be made to do a quick work. Let promising colored youth, young men and young women of good Christian character, be given a thorough training for this line of service. Let them be imbued with the thought that in all their work, they are to proclaim the third angel's message. Strong, intelligent, consecrated colored nurses will find a wide field of usefulness opening before them. The Lord Jesus Christ is our example. He came to the world as the servant of mankind. He went from city to city, from village to village, teaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing the sick. Christ spent more time in healing than in teaching. As our example, Christ linked closely together the work of healing and teaching, and in this, our day, they should not be separated. In our schools and sanitariums, nurses should be trained to go out as medical missionary evangelists. They should unite the teaching of the gospel of Christ with the work of healing. The Lord has instructed us that with our training schools, there should be connected small sanitariums that the students may have opportunity to gain a knowledge of medical missionary work. This line of work is to be brought into our schools as part of the regular instruction. Huntsville has been especially pointed out as a school in connection with which there should be facilities for thoroughly training consecrated colored youth who desire to become competent nurses and hygienic cooks. Let us rejoice that the managers of our Huntsville school are now planning to carry out this instruction without further delay. Let us help them make Huntsville a strong training center for medical missionary workers. Redeeming the time. Let us now arise and redeem the time. Everything in the universe calls upon those who know the truth to consecrate themselves unreservedly to the proclamation of the truth as it has been made known to them in the third angel's message. That which we see of the needs of the millions of colored people in the South calls us to our duty. We are not to become dispirited and disheartened over the outlook. The Lord lives and reigns, and He expects us to do our part by training for service and by sustaining in the field those who are best fitted to labor for the colored people. To our every effort, He will add His blessing. His faithful servants in charge of the various lines of work will be given wisdom to discern talent and to train an army of workers to labor with courageous perseverance for their own race. There is work to be done in many hard places, and out of these places, laborers are to come. The field is opening in the southern states, and many wise, Christian, colored men and women will be called to the work. The Lord now gives us the opportunity of searching out these persons and of teaching them how to engage in the work of saving souls. When they go into the field, God will cooperate with them and give them the victory.